Hello again. Welcome to another Bernie Miklas show here on YouTube. We get a new week started, and boy, it's a going to be a very busy Monday later today. The Cardinals are going to have a news conference. It'll be Bill DeWitt Jr. will be there, of course, the owner of the team. John Mozeliak will be there. I assume Chaim Bloom will be there. We'll see who else is there. It doesn't matter. We don't need to do roll call right now. And I'll be back after the news conference. I'm not sure what time, but I'm going to do multiple videos today, just so you know. I hope you all had a good weekend. Please subscribe. Thank you for all your comments. Feeling a little under the weather over the weekend, so I couldn't get into the comments as much as I would have liked, but I really appreciate it very, very much, and thank you. Well, Bill DeWitt Jr. has apparently decided, based on all the media reports, the excellent reporting by, you know, Katie Wu, Derek Gould, John Denton weighing in, that even though Chaim Bloom's going to have a bigger role in terms of 2025, John Mozeliak is still the head of the baseball operations, which means he's still in charge. Even if Chaim Bloom will have, let's say he'll have some clout. I'm saying hypothetically, because I don't know and I don't trust the process, just like you don't trust the process. But if Chaim Bloom, is going to be right there alongside Mo or whatever, okay, whatever. It's just amazing to me the way Bill DeWitt still doesn't get it, because he's got a problem. It's a twofold problem, and it's a very serious problem. Both things are very serious, and both things are connected. The first problem is the baseball operations, the baseball department, the Cardinals baseball in general has deteriorated. They just wrapped up a season where they won 83 games, and that's really not all that bad considering, all the things that went wrong. But I'm not here to really talk about that today. My point is the Cardinals, if we exclude 2020, which was a 58-game schedule, and more teams made the playoffs because it was the COVID interrupted season, I tossed that out because in the last eight full seasons, the Cardinals – have missed the playoffs five times, five out of the last eight. So the Cardinals are on a downward trajectory. They have been, and they still are. And we're not sure how many years it'll take to pull this back up. Might take a couple. But you have a deterioration of Cardinals baseball. You have a lower attendance in 2024, even though the attendance was still seventh best in the majors. Nobody needs to apologize for that. But you basically have a baseball operation that is not close to being what it used to be, that has fallen behind, that is outdated, that is stale, it is stagnant. It's got barnacles all over the place, probably cobwebs hanging, completely out of touch with the modern game, which is why they're bringing Chaim Bloom in to get the Cardinals up to speed in terms of what you need in terms of tools and assets to be at your competitive best and putting your team together and then going through a season. And yeah, I hate to tell you this, but technology and analytics are a huge part of it, period. And the Cardinals are woefully behind, as we all know. We talked about it a lot Friday and following the Katie Wu story, the excellent story at The Athletic. So you have a baseball operation that has overseen the decline of Cardinals baseball, and it's gotten stale and stagnant, and things have just gotten worse instead of better. And that same baseball department led by John Mozeliak, it isn't just that the thing has started to really backslide, or it has been backsliding. John Mozeliak also happens to be a tremendous liability to your franchise in terms of your fan relations, your popularity, and your ability to talk to the fans in a way, speak with the fans in a way where you can begin to reestablish, rebuild trust that has been lost. You can rebuild credibility that has been lost. You can start that process. You could start the process better if you have someone new from the outside that's got a fresh set of eyes, fresh vision, and is up to speed with the way the game is played today and the tools you need to have and the player development system you need to have to have an advantage instead of just mucking along, well, maybe we'll win 84 this year, that kind of thing. So Bill DeWitt, when faced with this evidence, and it's obvious evidence, and it's right in front of his face, you don't have a good team, your baseball operations has dropped the ball, it's been responsible for a really, really dissatisfying phase of time of Cardinals baseball here in recent years, really going back to 2016. Again, missing the playoffs fifth time in eight full seasons. So you not only have the people that are running the thing have gotten off track and they're not as good as they were, and they're just beyond the expiration date. They got you in this mess, and yet your attempt to get out of this mess and make things right with the fans is to put more trust into the guy, John Mozeliak, and his acolytes, more trust in the people that got you in the mess in the first place. So you got two strikes. You continue to have as the head of the baseball operation the guy that did a lot of damage to the Cardinals brand and to the Cardinals competitive product by misspending a lot of money. And number two, he also happens to be a guy that fans just don't like, period. Flat out don't like him. So Bill DeWitt has concluded that the best way to launch a new era is to still have this very unpopular executive and this increasingly unsuccessful executive still hoisted up there, propped up there in charge. How in the world does this make sense to anybody? Let's see. Well, our baseball operation, it's been set ablaze. I mean, it's just been torched. It's just so bad. It's just like there's flames and smoke everywhere. It's getting incinerated. It's awful. Hey, you over there, the guy that actually set the fire, the guy that started the blaze of the baseball department and set us on a track where we're not close to being where we should be. Hey, you, the guy that started this, the arsonist, right? Come on over and put the fire out. You're just the guy we want to put the fire out. Listen, man, that is a clumsy analogy. That's a ham-handed analogy. It's about the best I can do this morning. This is just incomprehensible. And I guess by now I shouldn't even say that, because it's a situation where clearly Bill DeWitt Jr. is lost touch with a lot of things as far as how to win baseball games, how to have an excellent model organization the way he did when Jeff Luhnow was here, and before that, Walt Jocketty. Bill DeWitt, as we talked about so much, has always evolved and changed with the times, try to maintain a competitive edge by being way ahead of the curve among other MLB owners, instead of, in terms of analytics, payroll efficiency, player procurement, player evaluation, drafting, developing, on and on and on. You know, he was cutting edge in this business. I mean, I still have immense respect for that. But this is the same guy who's now so out of touch. He not only let what he built slip away, player development had gone back to Branch Rickey and on through George Kissel and Jose Oquendo. And I mean, just this large legion of incredible teachers and instructors who have made the Cardinals minor league system the jewel of baseball, it was for a long, long period of time. Bill DeWitt, who, that's his baby. That's the thing that he believed in the most when he became the Cardinals owner. And that's why he brought Jeff Luhnow in to keep up with the times and keep the player development strong. So the same Bill DeWitt, who was a champion of player development, let this thing fall apart. And it fell apart under his watch, and it fell apart with his president of baseball operation, who has all the job security in the world. It fell apart with his guy, the guy that he selected to lead the Cardinals from a baseball organization standpoint. You're gonna stay the course for one more year. You're going to stay the course for one more season. John Mozeliak's going to be in charge for one more season. Any attempt to try to earn the goodwill of the fans again, you've damaged the relationship horribly. Any chance you have of making a swift recovery from that by getting the fans to like you again, trust you again, believe in you again, you've pretty much destroyed that before you even have your news conference today, just by putting the word out that John Mozeliak's going to be back, Ali Marmol's going to be back in their current jobs for 2025. I'm not going to talk about Marmol in this one. I'm going to talk about him later I'm going to keep this on DeWitt and Mozeliak. You know, they have been a partnership. I was talking about this over the weekend with one of you who left a very thoughtful comment about your take, how some of this, this thing with the minor leagues and the deterioration of the minor leagues player development, it's like, you know, DeWitt made Mozeliak choose. It's like, well, you're getting one pile of money and it's up to you how to spend it. One pile of money to cover what you need for the minor leagues player development and also what you need for the big club, the major league club competitively. So this is it. You got one pile of money. You decide how you're going to divvy it up. And the person who wrote this, and again, I thought it was really, really good. You know, it just made the point that, you know, John Mozeliak's not a likable guy, and yeah, he's probably had better days and all this stuff, but I feel some empathy for him because he was put in that position to make such an incredibly difficult choice. And I see that point. I really do. But what I come back into is that is something that I've been preaching for years now. And for some reason, people just disregard, and that's fine. You don't have to pay attention to what I say. But John Mozeliak does technically work for Bill DeWitt, but they're a partnership, and they've been a partnership for a long period of time. Bill DeWitt is in on every decision. He's in everything that has to do with baseball. It's not like he's on an island somewhere and John Mozeliak calls him up and tells him, oh, we just made a trade. Oh, you did? Well, great. Now I'm going to go play some golf. Thanks for the call. It doesn't work like that. Bill DeWitt's in on everything. So I have a hard time feeling sorry for Mozeliak, because this close partnership, this alliance with John Mozeliak, also gave John Mozeliak basically limitless job security. He never has been held accountable. He works with DeWitt. They're shoulder to shoulder. They're friend to friend. They're executive to executive. I got your back. You got mine. And that means you have a situation where your department of baseball operations, there's been no real accountability, because Mozeliak and DeWitt, I consider DeWitt part of the baseball operations. They're in this thing together. They are in this thing together. So it's been a good trade-off for Mo, and that's why I can't feel sorry for him, because, yeah, maybe he's put limits have been placed on him that aren't in a way fair, where he's got to decide between the minors and the majors, where actually there should be enough money to take care of both things. But I'm not going to cry for Mo. I mean, I don't know why anybody would cry for Mo, even people that are trying to be fair, which I always respect when people try to be fair. But John Mozeliak's never, he's always had to answer to one guy, Bill DeWitt, and Bill DeWitt has unwavering confidence and faith in John Mozeliak. So John Mozeliak, if he wanted, could continue in this job as president of baseball operations for many more years. There really wouldn't have been a shelf life. They have no reason to believe there would have been a shelf life. You have no reason to believe Bill DeWitt Jr. would just pick up the phone one day and say, Mo, you know how much I value you. You know how much I appreciate everything you've done, but we got to make a change. We're bringing in Heim Bloom, and we just got to make a clean break. It's time. We're not going in the right direction. And Bill DeWitt's ultimately responsible for this. That's what I mean. It's kind of a mucked up thing, because it's not, you know, we always like to have boogeymen. We say, well, it's Mo's fault. Oh, it's Marmol's fault. Oh, it's this guy's fault, that guy's fault. You know, it all stops. It all begins and ends with Bill DeWitt, because he's the one that puts the people in place, and he has been incredibly loyal to all of them. I'm talking about the front office, right? So when you're a general manager, a president of baseball operations, and you know your first 8-9 years on the job were very, very good, but it's been losing steam and you're getting worse and worse and worse, and you've made some terrible mistakes, you've misspent money, your payroll decisions have been awful, way too many of them have been awful, you have let the minor league and player development system just basically unravel and collapse. And now you got to rebuild it from the bottom. When you know that you never have to worry about getting fired, you never really have to worry about answering to anyone, I'm not going to feel sorry for you. This is a pretty sweet deal for John Mozeliak. But to me, it's like, how in the world do you begin to rebuild your trust and your credibility with fans if you're keeping him as the front man for the franchise, the guy that's doing all the messaging and all, doing all the communicating with media, the guy that's going to be, along with Bill DeWitt Jr., going to be presiding over this news conference today. How can you possibly convince skeptical fans, angry fans, justifiably ticked off fans? How are you going to be able to sell this, that this is the beginning of something new and exciting? How can you do that? It's the same leadership in place. The people who caused the damage, the people who have created the damage and created this bad situation in terms of baseball competitiveness and fan relations, the damage was caused by this group of people, but yet to fix the damage, you're calling on them to do it. They're still in place. How do you think fans are going to react to that? You think they're going to be, Chaim Bloom's going to rebuild the minors, and Mo's one more year, and maybe Chaim Bloom can help him. You know, Bill's really starting over here. I give Bill, I'm being sarcastic, by the way. Oh, I give Bill DeWitt Jr. a lot of credit. Look, he knows it. Look, it's overdue, and he knows they've made a mistake by waiting this long. But he's finally realized, no, we got to do things dramatically different. And Bill DeWitt, to an extent, is doing that, because the Chaim Bloom hire to rebuild their minor league player development system and also get them into the modern world in terms of technology and analytics and everything else. Yeah, Bill DeWitt is saying, we have got to be different. We are behind. It was like that quote I read you the other day, where he basically said, our guys are maybe not as in touch with the way things are now in baseball, the ways to win. He said that about the same people that he's still keeping over for another year. I mean, this is just madness. It's just absolute madness. It makes no sense. So it tells me that Bill DeWitt is as stubborn as ever, and there is an arrogance there that, you know, it's almost as if he thrives on standing up to all this criticism. You know, Mo's been great for us. Mo's my guy. And then he wants to retire after this season. Then we'll go from there. There's a defiance there with Bill DeWitt that, I tell you what, it's not going to make his ball club better. And it certainly ain't going to make Busch Stadium a hot spot to go for fans. Because as long as Mozeliak is running this baseball department, even if Chaim Bloom is doing all this really good work with the minor leagues, and if he's dedicated to the whole season, implementing all the changes he recommended to Bill DeWitt, and Bill DeWitt obviously likes the recommendations, and I hope Bill DeWitt funds the recommendations. This ain't no time to be giving Chaim Bloom short money in terms of what they need to do to get to the to catch up with the modern world of baseball. It's disgusting that they let this happen to begin with. But how can you sell the new frontier? You know, we've arrived at a new frontier. You got the same people leading the new frontier, which means it's not a new frontier. Now, my hope is that Chaim Bloom can do this work, because it's very important work. And I was talking with Will Leach. We do Seeing Red podcast, which will be available. By the time you see this, it's probably available for you wherever you get your podcast. That's Seeing Red Pod on X. It's just amazing to me, because you look at Bill DeWitt and you wonder if he still gets it. And I don't think that he does. I don't think he fully gets it. And back to Chaim Bloom, sorry. Yet you can make a case. Really, you can. And I kind of warned about this a couple weeks ago in one of the videos. I said, what if, okay, there's two ways this could go, which is that Chaim Bloom takes over in 2025, Mozeliak moves to the shadows. Even then, fans would be uncomfortable with him being any part of this, even if it's in a secondary role. But hey, you let him play out the string. He's a, quote, consultant in the background. You make it clear that Chaim Bloom is completely in charge of the baseball operation. You could go that way. Or you could go, hey, Chaim Bloom, you know, you did a great job with this report on our mess in the minor leagues, our player development. And we're going to give you the money and the resources for you to get this thing up to speed ASAP and to do the things that we should have done years ago. Here you go. We want you to concentrate 100% on that because it's such a huge, huge part of how Cardinals baseball will be going forward. And by the way, it is a huge, huge part because this has always been the foundation of Cardinals baseball. Just about always been the foundation, player development, funneling really talented players who are prepared to enter the major leagues. This is a huge part of the DeWitt identity, it was, and a huge part of the franchise identity. So it is not an overstatement to say that Chaim Bloom has got an incredibly, incredibly important job. Like the future of the franchise, the near future of the franchise depends on it. If you want to have a foundation of homegrown talent constantly on the march to St. Louis. Even if we're, you know, if he is asking the fans to buy that, it's not going to work because a lot of fans will see is that, well, you say this about Chaim Bloom, you say you're going in a new direction, you say that you recognize you fell behind, you say you are determined to catch up and get this thing back on track, and you tell us that, you know, we've learned our lesson. We let things slide that we should have never allowed to slide. That's on us. Shame on us. We have to earn your trust back. We have to earn your credibility back with you. And, John Mozeliak, like, take over the press conference now because you're still in charge. You're still in charge. Chaim Bloom could spend the next 6-9 months putting together a brand new farm system that's got everything they need. And it would be considered to be in a baseball sense. It would be like almost like, wow, what a heroic job he did rescuing Cardinals from their demise as a draft and development organization. He came to the rescue. Boy, has he done great work with this. Well, first of all, you're not going to know that immediately because it's not like all the changes he made are going to immediately pay off. It's going to take a couple years to ferment. But even if Chaim Bloom's like the greatest executive the Cardinals have ever brought in under Bill DeWitt, it's not going to matter because all they can see is John Mozeliak. And as long as John Mozeliak is there, fans, large percentage of fans, I would estimate, are going to be highly skeptical, highly suspicious, and largely unconvinced that this new direction is truly a new direction. That doesn't start until you have someone new in charge to take your team in the new direction. So even if Chaim Bloom's work is golden, even if it's fantastic behind the scenes in the minor leagues and the player development, people are they're going to hear Mo's voice. They're going to see him on Bally Sports Midwest. The messaging will continue to be horrible. They'll continue to be, you know, trying to make a pitch to the fans. Trust us. How can you trust this? You can't, as long as John Mozeliak is in the house. So Bill DeWitt, he probably has lost the touch as a businessman. And we can say, well, yeah, he was a great owner, and he was. And I'm not going to revise history. Bill DeWitt was a great, great, great owner and caretaker of Cardinals baseball for a long time. You can back it up with all the winning they did from 2000 through 2015. That's 16 years. Best winning percentage regular season in National League, second best in overall to the Yankees, 16 years. Played in more postseason games and won more postseason games than any franchise in baseball. And of course, 4 National League pennants, 2 World Series, and played in, I may be wrong about this, played in over that time in like 6, maybe 6 NLCS, maybe 7, something like that. Bill DeWitt was a great owner, but then he lost his fastball. He used a baseball vernacular. He lost his fastball. And he's trying to get it back, but he's trying to get it back by having the same people surrounding him, the same people that got his franchise, and he's part of it, joined him in getting this franchise away from what made it so special and failing from a baseball area or baseball perspective, but also starting to fail from a business perspective. And I honestly, my friends, I never thought I'd be sitting here after as much respect I've had for Bill DeWitt and what a phenomenal job he did for such a long time, that I'd be sitting here today talking about how he still doesn't understand the full scope of what needs to be done baseball wise. Although putting Bloom in charge of player development is a big step, so maybe I should give some reluctant credit there. But he let the baseball model fade and slip, and his business sense is shot. His business sense, which has always been keen, so keen that he gets criticized for it, he's kind of lost the touch there, because you would not be bringing John Mozeliak back as your front man when there was another way to go. That's just common sense. And the other thing, I'm going to say this too, again, I said it Friday when I was last with you. I have no problem if they're going to go into a rebuild. I'm not talking about a teardown. I don't think it is a teardown. I have no problem if they want 2025 to be about, we're going to turn every young player that could be part of our future. They're going to play. All these young pitchers that we've got coming up, you've seen Pallante, you've seen Michael McGreevy, you have Quinn Matthews soon to be here, Tink Hentz soon to be here. You have some other people you need to find out about, Gordon Graceffo. There's some others. I don't want to go through a whole long list. But the Cardinals can ride in 2025 with a really young nucleus, and I have no problem with that. I think that's what they need to do. Because they need to find out everything they can about this young core that's going to be so big to their future. Pitching core, position player core. Is there more there? Are these guys capable of being better than they have been to this point, right? As a group, need to find that out. And the only way to do it is to play. And if you got to take a step back next season, I mean, if you're not going to be in the playoffs and have a type of team going a playoff run, what the heck's the difference between winning 76 games and winning like 82? What exactly is the difference? You're going to be mucking along, you know, not really going anywhere, staying in place, kind of mired in mediocrity. So I would rather see this be put to constructive time by making sure your young players get every opportunity to just finally say, this is who I am. This is what we can do. Hey, you can count on us. We're going to be there for you. We're going to be good as young players. We want to lead this thing into the next generation of Cardinals baseball. I like that. And I think most people would go along with that and understand that really they're overdue. They've been trying to stitch and patch things together. So I think most people would welcome the fact that they're being straightforward about, look, we just need to do this, and it's not going to help us in terms of our record the next couple of years, but we're going to reemerge from this with a better baseball team. And I'm going to talk in future days coming up soon, maybe tomorrow, about the example of the Kansas City Royals, and no need to get in that now. But here's the thing. Part of this getting younger and reducing payroll will be letting Paul Goldschmidt walk, seeing if there's a trade market for Sonny Gray, seeing if there's a trade market for Wilson Contreras, if there's a trade market for Nolan Arenado, whether it makes sense to trade Ryan Helsley. He's a great closer, but he's got one more year to go in his contract. His value is very, very high right now. But this takes us back to Bill DeWitt's central problem. Do we trust John Mozeliak to make those trades? Do we say, well, yeah, well, this will be good because the Cardinals will make some of their higher priced guys available, and boy, they'll get these great prospects, and they'll get some guys that'll really help them, really be big part of the team in a year or two. Do we trust John Mozeliak to do that? Do we think that's the guy to lead this rebuild? because if you're going to trade guys, it's going to be done while he is still the head of baseball operation. What confidence do we have that he can do a bang up job on that? You know, he had the fire sale in the summer of 2023, you know, all the Flaherty traded, Montgomery traded, some couple other people, whatever. Jordan Hicks traded. What did he get back in return that has made a difference at the major league level? Because some of these guys were pitchers in double A, triple A. A lot of them can't stay healthy. We like Thomas Sagacy as a guy who could possibly develop into something, but in terms of position player, they got nothing back there except for him. And we can't just assume he's going to be a really good player. I think he can, but it's undetermined. So Mo, when he was in a position to do this fire sale and really get a lot of stuff back, he didn't. Oh, but he's going to be the guy setting the market to trade Sonny Gray. I don't know what to tell you. I've said it all, so I don't have to tell you anymore. But every time you think Bill DeWitt finally understands the fact that he knew that they let his baby, player development, minor league, let that thing just wander into some horrible, horrible place where you got five instructors compared to 17 that the Brewers have and 14, the Mets and the Phillies and all these teams you're trying to catch. He finally realized that this is ludicrous and it can't go on that way. And that's right. That's good. Good for you, Bill. Better late than never, but I'm glad you got it. Except you can't keep the same guy in charge, even if you have Heim Bloom, and he's going to be doing the important work in the minor leagues. You can't have John Mozeliak as your front man. Working with you, you guys caused all this damage. And now you're going to be asking Cardinals fans to believe in you that you can repair the damage. Be a tough sale. Good luck. And a team that's so bad at messaging as they are, the Cardinals, at the high levels. Good luck. You got a very, very difficult sales job. And you might be even undermining Heim Bloom's credibility. Because if I'm a skeptical fan, I'm thinking, well, you know, Bloom really good with player development. His strengths match what they need right now. We get it. But if he is this mastermind and he is so talented and so smart and everyone in the industry looks at him and just says, boy, that guy's really good. Well, why aren't you putting him in charge now? Surely he can hire a player development guy and he can keep close watch on that, but he can be making the decisions at the major league level as well. If he's all that, why are you sticking with Mozeliak an extra year? Why aren't you moving him to the background? See, there are repercussions to this situation, and one of them is you're sort of undermining, at least to some extent. Let's just say you're not exactly reinforcing the fans' confidence that they want to have in Heim Bloom, because if Heim Bloom was the guy that was going to just redo Cardinals baseball, just make it all new again and modernized and all that. Well, why don't you put him in charge now instead of the same people staying in charge, along with ownership who in this really bad situation that you're in right now, fan relations and winning on the field. I'll be back later. I'm going to wait and see what they do at this news conference today. But I was giving you kind of my morning thoughts on all this. And there's some other things to talk about. Like I said, I will be doing some more videos today, schedule permitting, and a lot of things I want to talk about. So we'll be back soon here on the Bernie Show on YouTube. And again, please subscribe and please hit the like button and please leave your comments. Thank you very, very much.